We have again three tefillas, right? Elokeinu v'elokei avinu, Meloich al kol ha'olam kulo b'chvodecha. We ask Hashem to be a king on the world in this COVID. Now we have three expressions. Meloich al kol ha'olam kulo b'chvodecha. Now, for Hashem to be a king means that he controls the world. A melech, the idea of a melech is that he controls the world. So we ask that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should control the world. That means give schar to tzaddikim and oynish to rishoyim, and let everyone realize that there's a manhig to the world, right? So meloich hakol ha'olam kuloi b'chvodecha. Kol ha'olam kuloi, the double lashon kol ha'olam kuloi, is we don't ask for ruba kakuloi. If we just say kol ha'olam, that would be ruba kakuloi. We're saying kol ha'olam kuloi, literally the entire world b'chvodecha. V'hino say hakol ha'aretz b'karecha. Now this is not just a bakoshe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should direct the world, right? That's Melech Golos B'chvodecha. But we ask that mankind should recognize that there's a Rabbeinu Shleilam. Be nasei, it means be carried, be elevated, be recognized as the nasei means to carry high. Let all the world carry you high, be korecha, with your preciousness. Let everyone recognize that you are precious, that Rabbeinu Shleilam is yoko. It means precious, beyond, something's precious is unusual. It's not run of the mill. It's something which is very rare. Let people recognize that you are the only Borei Olam, the only one in charge of the world. So the first bakasha was HaKadosh Baruch Hu should relate to the world. And the second is that mankind should relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Meloich HaKol Olam, Rabbeinu Shleilam should relate to the world. He knows, say, mankind should recognize that you are the most precious thing. They should recognize that you're the ultimate, greatest thing in the universe. Is more than the universe, beyond the universe. Vayifa badar goinu zecho al kol yesh veisev latzecho. If you recall, we had before the word oiz when we came in Pachtucho. We said oiz represents the anhog of nature. Right? So we're asking now, let HaKadosh Baruch Hu appear with his miracles that will overcome nature. Badar ga'oin u'zecha. Ga'oin means Hadar's glory. Ga'oin means something higher, stronger. Right? Like a balgaiva is. Thinks he's stronger than everybody else. Ga'oin means we say, let Hashem show that he is strong, greater than all of nature. Badar ga'in u'zecho. It was let Hashem make miracles in this world. Appear in this world meaning Hashem will see Hashem's hand in the world. We'll see that like Kriyas Yamsuf. There was a breaking of the Yamsuf. We see Mamish ga'in u'zecho. In fact, we say Ashir al Hashem ki ga'i go'o. Right? In Kriyas Yamsuf. We saw Hashem is ga'i go'o. Is stronger than nature. So, appear in your overpowering of nature, on all those who live in this world. Tevel atzecho. Tevel is usually refers to an inhabited part of the world. So, appear with your miraculous anhoge on yeshvei sevel atzecho, on all the people that live in the inhabited part of the world. So, what is this tefillah for? The tachlis of the world is that mankind should recognize as a Borei Olam. The whole world is created for that. So we're asking that ultimate goal should be realized. Yeah. Interesting, over here in Musaf, and you say, Elokeinu v'lokei aviseinu, avinu malkeinu, in regular mipnei chatoeinu. He said every Yom Tov, avinu malkeinu, galei kvod malchuscho aleinu mehero, v'yfa v'inosei aleinu leinu kolchoi. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu should reveal his kvod malchuscho aleinu, v'yfa v'inosei aleinu leinu kolchoi. First comes v'yfa, and then comes inosei. Fa means to appear, and inose be elevated. And here we say inose and then hoifa. Yeah. In the order of the two words, hoifa v'inose. Right. I think the pshat is like this. There's a thing called isagusu de le'elo, isagusu de le'soso. It means sometimes an hoge can be awakened by Hashem's will and some by mankind's will. Tachlis of the Bria is that we should, the humans should want to awaken the Kosh Boruch's Hanhoga in the world. So first comes Hinose, mankind recognizes it, mankind recognizes B'ri Elom, and then as a result of the recognition, Hoifa, Hashem appears, that's why he makes miracles. But sometimes it works the other way. That Hoifa, Kodesh Baruch Hu makes miracles, and through that mankind becomes subordinate to him. Kodesh Baruch Hu makes a miracle, and then because he made the miracle, therefore they sang Shira. He said, Hashem Yimlech Le'Lavo. There the Hoifa came before the Vinose. So, on a regular Yom Tov, we're mispallel that you instigate the recognition of mankind. That there's a Rabbi Elam. Hoifa v'inose aleinu. V'korei pizareinu. We're asking that you should bring all together. You should initiate the gili akvei machuscho aleinu. But here, the tachlis of the Bria is that mankind should initiate it. That's why we ask first, v'inose akol haaretz, and then v'hoifa. That mankind initiate this process where HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to the world. Yeda kol pa'ul ki atof altoi. V'yovin kol yitzur ki atoi yitzartoi. V'yema kol Hashem neshoma v'yapoi Hashem l'kei Yisrael melech malchusu v'kul mesholom. Pa'ul is just the body. Let every body know that you made it. Let everyone recognize that you made its body. In other words, let everybody's actions be directed towards serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's called pa'ul. Pa'ul is just the pa'ula, is the act, the physical act. That everything that was physically made, recognize every human, the physical of human being should recognize that you created his physical life. The Yovin Kol Yitzur is intellectual life. The Yitzur refers to the mind. The Yovin Kol Yitzur, let all Yitzur always refers to a plan. The person that fits into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan is his mind. That's the maker of the creation of a human being. He's a Yitzur. V'yovin kol Yitzur, that the mind of every human being, let him understand, that you gave him his mind. Yeah. The tachlis is that mankind should recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and gave us our minds. We have more than a mind. We have a neshoma in our nostrils. That means we don't just have a physical part to ourselves and then an intellectual part to ourselves. We have a neshoma part to ourselves. And neshoma is the part of us that recognizes there's a Borei Olam. Whoever has a neshoma, let him recognize Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech Malchusu V'Kol Mesholom. Let him recognize, let that Neshama recognize that the Ribbono Shel Olam is a Melech Malchusu V'Kol Mesholom. Hashem has created the world. That's what Hashem represents. Elokei Yisrael, he's not just Hashem who created the world, but he's Elokei Yisrael. He gave us a Torah. He's the God of the Jewish people. It's not enough that mankind recognizes there's a God. That's to recognize the God of Israel. There's a Lekei Yisrael that he gave a Torah to Am Yisrael. Hashem Lekei Yisrael Melech and let them recognize that that God is a melech. That means he's controlling everything. That malchus rules over everything. Recall last week we said there's two words. There's melech and there's moshel. Melech refers to where the subjects accept the king willfully. That's melech. That's a king. And then there's a dictator, where the subjects don't accept him willfully. He controls them. Right. So therefore, let them recognize the malchusoi b'kol mashalot. There should be a contradiction. We're saying that the kingdom rules against the will of people. That the Tzidak HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring about a situation where people will be forced to recognize his Abayi Olam. So they're forced to accept him willfully. That's what it means. The situations, the miracles, everything that happens on Hoge will cause people to recognize it as a malchus. Malchus b'kol mashalot. So that's the whole thing here. So we have Meloich Inosei Hoifa, that's on the Ribono Shel Olam side. We talk about the Ribono Shel Olam, and then we talk about mankind's side. V'yeda kol pol v'yovin kol yitzu v'yoymar. Yeda, it's just it's a sensation. V'yovin is a deeper avona that the mind does. V'yoymar, and let them speak. Speech is a combination of mind and body. It's a miracle of speech is there's a combination of mind and body. Animals also have the organs of speech. The doctors say veterinarians say that animals have all the organs and all the muscles for speech. There's no difference in the throat of an animal and the throat of a human. He has the vocal cords, he has muscles, he has everything. What he's missing is he cannot connect his thoughts to his body. The connection is not there. A human being can take an idea and move his vocal cords in consonance with his idea. Exactly, he can express himself with his words. So that's the greatness of a person is Vayipach Ba'apa in Nishmas Chaim, it says. Kodesh Baruch Hu blew an Hashoma into a person. That means he gave him, and the Targum Unkel says that means he became a Ruach Memalalo. He became a speaking being. So the Nishmas Apa, the Kodesh Baruch Hu breathed an Neshama into us, that makes it possible for us to speak. The Yaymar, then let us speak with that Neshama that we have. Let us express that idea. The Yitzur, let express with the Poel together. The two ideas, let them be expressed together. And that's speech. Speech is a connection between the body and the soul. When we say in Asher Yotzah, Mafli means a miracle. You do a miracle. You cure our bodies. You let us go to the bathroom. But mafli lasas, you do a miracle. What is that miracle? The Ramos says, the miracle is that you connect our bodies with our neshamas. Kasha gashmis beruchnis. That's the miracle. And that's why we say, Gol of Yodu alif nechasech vedecha. What's that doing in Asher Yotzah? We should just be enough. We should stop before that. We should say, stop. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for having our bodies. No, but we're saying we also thank you, Mafli Lasas, two parts of the bracha. The second part is we thank you for the miracle that we can use our Gashmias to connect it to Ruchnis. Gol of Yodo, you know that the purpose of all in his body is just to stand before you. That's Mafi Lasas. So that's the Yema Kol Hashem Neshama Bapa, some of us in Neshama in his nostrils will be able to speak, to express his mind into his body, to announce, to proclaim Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech Malchusoi Bakol Mashallah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Melech Malchusoi Bakol Mashallah. Now we say the tefillah that we say every Shabbos and every Yom Tov. Kadoshenu b'mitzvoisecho, simchalkeinu b'sevasecho, zaveinu mituvecho, v'samcheinu b'shuasecho. Why do we say that dafka on Shabbos? We could really say that in the middle of the week. It's a nice tefillah, no? Kadoshenu b'mitzvoisecho, simchalkeinu b'sevasecho. What's wrong with saying it in the middle of the week? Why do we say it only Shabbos? Because Shabbos and Yom Tov have kedusha. Can't do melacha. It has kedusha. The kedusha means that because of that kedusha, we are able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what kedusha is. Kedusha means the day in which we can sense a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos and Yom Tov, you can sense a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Someone who has a neshama and is not meluchlok with averus will sense a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shabbos and Yom Tov. So we're asking, now that this is a time of closeness, you made a kedusha, you put kedusha into the world. So Kadoshenu b'mitzvoisecho, we ask, please instill that kedusha in us. Give us the kedusha of the mitzvahs, give us the kedusha of the Torah. Not only that, let us be zeichet to the ultimate gilui hashchina, which is osilov Mashiach, sabeinu mituvecho, sabcheinu b'shuasecho. We ask that not just the mitzvahs right in this world, but let us be zeichet to the good that you give to the world and the overpowering of evil that you will give to the world in Mashiach's times. Sabeinu mituvecho, sabcheinu b'shuasecho. Finally, taher libeinu, ovdecho be'emes. What does that mean? Four words which are so important. Taher libeinu, clear our hearts, cleanse our hearts, ovdecho be'emes. Vilna Gaon says, pshat in this, is that there are two yetzahores to a person. One yetzahore overpowers a person. Doesn't let him do what he likes to do. It overpowers him with taivas. Doesn't let him think. It's metamehim. And the other yetzahoy lets a person think he's doing a mitzvah when he's doing an avera. He gives him a false look at everything. He thinks he's doing mitzvahs when he's really doing an avera. So we ask for both of these things. First of all, taher libeinu, cleanse our hearts that we shouldn't have the tumah of the yetzahoy in our hearts. And then, lovdecho be'emes, straighten out our minds so we shouldn't confuse truth with falsehood. We shouldn't think we're doing mitzvahs when we're really doing averus. Taher libeinu, lovdecho be'emes. That's the tefillah that we say every Shabbos and Yom Tov. We ask that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mekadosh us, give us kedusha, and we should have the taras alev to relate to that kedusha. That's the Kabbalah of the Kedusha. Give us, we ask Hashem, give us a flow of Kedusha to ourselves. But give us the minds, the heart, that we should be able to respond to that flow of Kedusha. That's the Taher Libeinu Lovdecho Be'emes. Achileinu, don't we say, Yato Leki Me'emes, Udvorcho Emes V'kayim Lohad. This is the Chasime of the Brocha of Malchias. Yato Leki Me'emes, you are lekim emes. That means your emes means that you carry out what you promise. You promise to judge the world. You're carrying it out. You're judging the world. Atol lekim emes. Udvorcho emes. Your word is emes. Mekayim lo ad. And nothing can overrule it. Kayam means it stands up against any obstacle. Whatever you want. That's to do with Malchias. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a melech, he's judging the world, he's a melech of emes. He's judging mankind with the truth, with what they deserve. So we say, therefore, Ibalt is his Rosh Hashanah. And we've just been mispalled that you should be a melech. You promised to reveal yourself to mankind, like Atalekim emes. You're the God that promised and keeps his promise. Udvorcho emes, and what you gave over to the Nevi'im, your word, It's also emes v'kaim lo'ad, like we say in the bracha after the haftarah. We also say this expression, emes and kaim lo'ad. Your promises, your words to the Nevi'im are emes, and nothing can overpower them. You are true, and your words are true. So therefore, you promise that this is going to come about someday. You'll be a melech kol ha'olam, minose kol ha'aretz, v'hoifa. You promise that. So since you promise, keep it. We ask you should keep it. Therefore, Baruch Atah Hashem, melech kol ha'aretz, mekadosh Yisrael v'yom hazikaron. You're a melech kol ha'aretz. That means you control the whole world. We don't see it, but we know that you do control the whole world. He gives chav ha'inish, and you control everything. Mekadosh Yisrael v'yom hazikaron. Like we finish everything up. Okay, we'll stop here. Next time, maybe we'll learn Zechariah.